In Minnesota today, a jury heard opening statements in the trial of former police officer Mohammed Noor. He's facing murder and manslaughter charges in the 2017 shooting death of Justine Ruzcek. You might remember when the yoga instructor, originally from Australia, called 911 to report perhaps a woman being attacked in her alley. It was a warm July evening. She waited in the dark alley in her pajamas for the police. Noor was one of two officers responding. Initial reports say he was in the passenger seat and shot her through the driver's window when she approached the car. News of her death and a video of her rescuing ducklings from a storm drain went viral and led to the resignation of the Minneapolis police chief. Reham Fashir is a reporter at Minnesota Public Radio. Reham, what is the feeling there in Minneapolis?
Well, a lot of people are following the case, just like you said. People are really interested to hear what's going to happen in this trial, who the prosecutors are going to bring to the stand, and what additional evidence will be revealed during this month-long trial.
Yeah, there have been 1,000 police shootings a year, roughly, since 2005. That's about 13,000 and maybe 35 officers convicted of these on-duty killings. So it's very, very hard to convict a police officer who has the right to defend himself in these situations. He has pled not guilty to the charges, and he is Somali-American. There are some who are concerned that there may be bias on the part of jurors. Talk about that.
Well, there are some people who are concerned that the prosecutors brought charges maybe because of who the police officer is and his background as a Somali-American. Bias has come up during jury selection, and jurors talked about, you know, their experience with implicit bias and whether they can be fair and impartial. And most people that were selected said that they could be fair, but in the original pool of 75 people, some people were honest about their own feelings toward Somali Americans. Some people said that they've had negative experiences with Somali Americans, and they were struck from the jury pool.
On the other hand, it sounds as if in the jury questioning, the defense is going to try to make the case that he was a relatively new officer. Talk about some of the questions of the jury members and what we might glean from that.
Yeah, so during the questioning of the group, the defense attorneys talked to the potential jurors originally about, you know, how they felt when they started their own jobs, if they were qualified on day one, kind of hinting at the police officer's experience. He was only on the job for a couple years. So they talked about qualification versus experience, and we'll see how that will play out.
And tell us more about what the prosecution is hinted at they will be saying.
Possibly new evidence. There are a few pieces of information that may be different from what we already know from the criminal complaint. There is dispute as to whether Mohammed Noor was actually inside the car or outside the car at the time of the shooting. And it's also a question of whether Justine tapped the back of the squad car. Originally, we had heard from investigators that she slapped the back of the squad. So now we're hearing that that might not be the case. So we'll see what type of evidence will be presented to support that information that we didn't know before.
Well, that's so interesting because many may not have heard that maybe he wasn't in the passenger seat, didn't reach across the driver to shoot through the window. On the face of it, I mean, the great debate was, why would you shoot a woman in her pajamas who was waiting in the alley to meet with the police? Hadn't Noor, the officer, said originally that, you know, he feared for his life, heard a noise, and didn't know who it was?
So the officer himself has not talked to investigators and hasn't actually talked publicly at all, but his partner has. So his partner told investigators that they heard a thump or something outside of the squad and saw a shadow. They didn't know if it was a man or a woman. They just kind of heard a muffled voice. And the partner said that he was afraid for his life or felt startled and reached for his gun.
Yeah. This is the second police officer to go on trial for an on-duty killing in Minnesota. A former police officer was found not guilty of manslaughter a month before Justine Ruzcek was killed in the shooting death of Philando Castile during a traffic stop. We all remember the video of that, the heartbreaking video of that. He was shot and killed. He was licensed to carry a gun and was shot and killed. So this has got to add to the feeling in the Twin Cities, and it sounds like these shootings have spurred a lot of change.
Right. The police chief resigned almost immediately after. A new chief took that position after, and changes in the body camera policy took place almost immediately after as well.
Because they didn't have their body cameras on at the time.
Right, they didn't have their body cameras on, so we don't have any video of the actual shooting. So the police department felt the need to clarify that policy. And since then, they are reporting that officers are using their body cameras almost all the time in all types of situations, even, you know, mundane things like traffic tickets. So the use of body cameras has definitely increased.
Reham Feshir, a reporter for Minnesota Public Radio, following the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Mohammed Noor. And we'll follow it with you, Reham. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.